Last night, we were learning the halachas of Kiddush, and we learned that if somebody makes Kiddush in one room, and then they find out that the meal is actually going to be served in a different room in the same house, they were not Yotzei Kiddush at all, and they even b'diavon, they have to recite Kiddush with the additional bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos in that second room where the food is located. Now, that is true in two different rooms if you didn't have in mind. If you did have in mind to go to the other room, then b'diavon, that would be okay. What about the following? Let's say you're in your sukkah and you make Kiddush. And right after you make your Kiddush, whatever day it is, let's not talk about the first night. You make your Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh HaZmanim, then all of a sudden, the heavens open up and it starts to rain. So where are you going to have your Seuda? Inside. Here the Shulchan Aruch says there's an exception. The Shulchan Aruch says even though from room to room, if you didn't have in mind, you didn't expect to go to room to room. From room to room, certainly from house to house, you're not Yotzei Kiddush, it's not Kiddush Malkus Suda, you're not even Yotzei B'diavad. The exception is when it comes to a sukkah. If you're in the sukkah, you made Kiddush in the sukkah and it starts to rain, you're allowed to go into your house, says the Shulchan Aruch, and just eat your meal there, your Yotzei the Kiddush in the sukkah. Or vice versa. Let's say it's raining, so you make Kiddush in your house. As you get up to wash hamotz, you look out the window, and you see it's a sunny day. So now you want to have your meal in the Seuda, as, you know, depending on the situation, might be a beautiful thing. So there, because it's the sukkah, you're allowed to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, and that will, even though the Kiddush wasn't from Malkus Seuda, sukkahs are different. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. After the Shulchan Aruch goes ahead and tells you this gigantic difference between room to room or house to house, as opposed to going to the sukkah or coming in from the sukkah, comes the Magen Avraham and plays a game with our minds. The Magen Avraham says, that leniency for going from your house to your sukkah or from your sukkah to your house is only if it's a sukkah that's in your dining room. It's a sukkah that's in your kitchen. There are some people in the neighborhood who have that. They have a skylight. But if you have to go outside your house, then this Shulchan Aruch that talks about going from the house to the sukkah, sukkah to the house, you have no such leniency. Which is a little troubling because that's not what the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that if you want to go from your sukkah to your house, you have to see a sukkah, then we're not worried about Kiddush Malkum Suda. And Magen Avraham says, no, sorry. There's no different halacha in Kiddush Malkum Suda because of a sukkah. If it happens to be you have a partition in your kitchen, or a partition in your dining room, or the walls, or no partitions, you just have the skylight in your kitchen, the skylight in your dining room opens up, and you happen to have a sukkah, so you want to go from your kitchen table till your dining room table that's underneath the skylight, or from your dining room table, wherever, you know, from the one way or the other, under the dais skylight or not under the skylight, then you don't have to make another Kiddush. That's the limitation that the Magen Avraham limits drastically what seems to be a big kula of the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the Magen Avraham does not let you have that kula. So what do you taka do? What should you do if you are in the sukkah and you caught yourself in the rain? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests that you should drink a revius of wine. Drinking a revius of wine is at least on some level some kind of kviyas suda, and that will be your Kiddush Malkum Suda, so you'll have been able to be yotzei your Kiddush bracha. If you're in the house, same thing. If you're in the house, then it gets sunny and you're going to have to eat outside. So again, drink your wine in your house, drink that revius of wine in the house, and that will be your Malkum Suda. And then you'll go outside and have your Suda outside, or go inside and have your Suda inside, but you'll have, at least have a Yotzei, the Kiddush Malkum Suda component with the revius of wine that you drank. I think for kviyas you need not just the milo lokma. You need you're saying besides the milo lokma, a separate revius. Yeah. Oh, that's a good ha'ara. Right, we say that in the morning. We said here too. Do you need? Rabbi Flam is raising the question: is it besides milo lokma that you need to, that has to be drunk for the kiddush itself? Do you need an additional revius, or altogether? It's mashma that you don't have to. I'm not sure. It's a question how you read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. It could be. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Yeah, okay. So now let's go to the next point. Next point is timing. Oftentimes, especially when you have guests, you make Kiddush, And then after Kiddush, you schmooze for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, because you have guests. You want to hear about your kids' week. You want to hear about they're over enthusiastic about the Dvar Torah that they brought back from yeshiva. You want, of course, not going to cut them off. They want to actually share Dvar Torah without you even asking them. So here the Shulchan Aruch says that the delay between Kiddush and the meal should not really exist. Tzarech le'echol b'malkum Kiddush le'alter. You should aim to have it pretty quick. How quick is quick? I'll tell you some frightening numbers. Listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't be mafsik even as man katzer. What does zman katzer mean? So if Yaakov Emden says it's the amount of time, again, we're talking about between Kiddush and you're eating your bread, the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amos. How long is that?
But he means let's say 30 people have to wash, so as soon as it's starting and going.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. There are people in our neighborhood who 22 amos just to get to the sink. We got about 22 amos on the way back from the sink. I think Yaakov Emden lived in Emden.
Where was that at that point?
I assume it's in Franco, Prussia, Germany, Austria, one of those.
He washed first.
All right. Maybe. That's definitely not the minhag. The Rav Nissen Karelitz says, I'm telling you what the Dirsha notes say, that it's long enough that there's a Hesach Hadas. Rav Yosha says a few minutes. So again, I think the point is clear. The point is that you shouldn't schmooze. If obviously you're going to leave enough time for your family, for everybody in the family to wash and to sit down, but that's what it should be. It shouldn't be a schmoozing time. It shouldn't be a free-for-all. You should aim to make Kiddush. After Kiddush, okay, everybody, let's go wash. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about, is it better to wash in your dining room if you have a sink in your dining room, or does it make a difference to go to the kitchen, because that's changing Makom. Ideally, you're not supposed, Kiddush Makom Suda is supposed to be not to go to a different cheder. Ideally. So that we'll talk about tomorrow.